Unfortunately, this lover doesn't have to worry. All he has to do is enter the store, go straight to the refreshment area, get himself a nice fresh bottle of money. It's guaranteed to abolish the word thirst.
Yep, yep.
Quality comes first right here. So next time you feel the need to feel refreshed, feel free. Don't ask for water, ask for Manzi.
Manzi.
Events as and when they happen. The main news on Unza Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Unza Radio main news broadcast at 17:45 hours. The headlines. In local news, chemical engineering education gets industry boost. 7 killed in Chingola Sorezi road crash. In international news, Thailand and Cambodia could move towards war as evacuation continues. In sports, no segregation in sports support. With the news in details, my name is Darlington Nkoka. In local news, Education Minister Douglas Siakalima says the ministry is collaborating with three public universities and United Capital Fertilizer to strengthen chemical engineering training in the industry. Siakalima says the University of Zambia Unza, Copperbelt University and Mukuba University are in the final stage of signing a memorandum of understanding with United Capital Fertilizer. He explains that the partnership aims to bridge the gap between academic learning and industrial practice, ensuring that chemical engineering students gain hands-on experience. The minister has described the initiative as a significant milestone in aligning higher education with industry needs, particularly in the agricultural and manufacturing sectors. He has further disclosed that a joint team from the Ministry of Education and a wonderful group of companies is expected to visit the Copperbelt University in the coming days to assess infrastructure and program readiness before the MOU is formally signed. Meanwhile, United Capital Fertilizer Deputy Chief Executive Officer Roy Mwamba has reaffirmed the company's commitment to fostering stronger academic-industrial linkages. A Lusaka economist says Zambia is revving up for a greener and safer future with the introduction of the new energy vehicle. Speaking in an interview with Unza Radio, Kelvin Chitsanga says this is a strategic move to reduce costs on fuel purchases, curb air pollution and pave way for a more sustainable transport system. Chitsanga notes that government has removed custom duties on nails to promote the adoption and escalating the use of the vehicles. Meanwhile, environmentalist Richard Kakua says the innovation will reduce emission by 25%, which will help in the reduction of expenses on fuel. Zambia Chinese Association President Zhang Jiang said the company plans to introduce new energy vehicles and integrated solutions by leveraging China's expertise in renewable energy and NEV innovation. Police in Lusaka have apprehended three suspects, among them two security guards, in connection with a case of breaking into a building and committing a felony therein following a burglary at Gateway Hypermarket, located at Petroda Services Station along Kafio Road. Police spokesperson Ray Hamonga says this follows a report received yesterday around 14 hours from Feroz Allen of unmarked house number in Lilai, the proprietor of Gateway Hypermarket, who reported that unknown persons had broken into his shop during the early hours of yesterday and stole cash amounting to 31,000 kwacha. Hamonga explains that Allen closed the shop on July 23rd, 2025, around 21 hours, leaving the premises secured with security guards on duty. But that yesterday around 03 hours, he was alerted by the security guards that a suspect had been apprehended inside the shop's toilet. He says police officers promptly visited the scene and established that the suspect had gained entry by cutting through the shop's iron sheet roofing using a cutting tool, and that CCTV footage reviewed later showed the intruder entering and exiting the building through the roof, carefully avoiding the guards' attention. Hamonga says the footage further captured the suspect loading cash into a bag and later hiding it in the toilet with it. He says upon further review of the surveillance footage, it has been discovered that the suspect left the bag containing the stolen money in the toilet, but that two security guards on duty identified as Austin Lundi and George Hachindu were later seen retrieving the bag and removing it from the scene. Hamonga says the bag was later recovered after the police interrogated the two guards who led officers to its location, and that 18,087 kwacha has since been recovered. Still in local news, 7 people have died on the spot following a road accident on the Chongola Sorwezi Road. The accident, which occurred yesterday, involved a Likir bus and a truck carrying an abnormal load. Sorwezi General Hospital Head of Clinical Care, Dr. Joshua Chisanga, confirms the incident in an interview. Dr. Chisanga says the 7 victims were pronounced dead at the scene, while 24 others sustained injuries and are currently receiving treatment at the Sorwezi General Hospital. He has added that the bodies of the deceased have been deposited in the hospital mortuary. Meanwhile, Northwestern Province Permanent Secretary Colonel Grandson Katambi has urged motorists to observe road regulations and exercise patience. Speaking during a visit to the victims at the hospital, Colonel Katambi says the hospital is adequately equipped to manage the patient's conditions. Charles Rice activist has raised concern over the lack of digital safety literacy for children, saying it exposes them to online predators. Speaking in an interview with UNSA Radio, Henley Kawe says that children should not be left unsupervised online, as it exposes them to unsolicited information that is of sexual and abusive nature. He has also advised children to assimilate the information that they are being taught, as the new curriculum is trying its best to equip learners with the necessary information to keep themselves online. Furthermore, he urges parents to avoid getting children these electronic gadgets and instead provide their own to the kids only when it is necessary, so it is easier for parents to be accountable. Meanwhile, digital rights activist Brenda Zuru says not allowing phones on school grounds is one of the implementations that are being taken to avoid the exposure of such vices. She has also stated that it is essential for every person to learn about digital safety because everyone is at risk. Finally, in local news, Vice President Mutale Nalumango has directed the Ministry of Local Government and Rural Development to consider suspending the loan component under the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, due to the high rate of loan defaults by beneficiaries. Speaking during the Vice President's question time in the National Assembly today, Nalumango expressed disappointment that many beneficiaries are not repaying the funds, despite the CDF loan scheme being a revolving fund intended to benefit more citizens and stimulate economic growth. She emphasizes that the loan component should only resume on once defaulters begin to pay back their loans, warning that it would be wasteful for government to continue injecting money into a system that is not yielding returns. And Mrs. Nalumango has clarified that government has no intention to bribe a judge in South Africa dealing with the state funeral impasse of former President Edgar Lungu. responding to